KOJB 90.1, The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we are starting with part two of a four-part series on greener living. Today we're going to talk about composting. Compost is an organic material that can be added to soil to help plants grow. Food scraps, yard waste currently make up 20 to 30% of what we throw away, and it should be composted instead. Making compost keeps these materials out of the landfills when they take up space and release methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Here's some basics for composting. All composting, they require three basic ingredients: browns, this includes materials such as dead leaves, branches, and twigs; greens, this includes materials such as grass clippings, vegetable waste, fruit scraps, and coffee grounds; water, having the right amount of water, greens, and browns is important for compost development. Your compost pile should have an equal amount of browns to greens. You should also alternate layers of organic materials of different size particles. The brown materials provide carbon for your compost. The green materials provide nitrogen, and when the water provides moisture to help break it down into organic matter. Here's a list of what to compost to have around the house. Fruits and vegetables, eggshells, coffee grounds and filters, tea bags, nutshells, shredded newspaper, cardboard, paper, yard trimmings, grass clippings, houseplants, hay and straw, leaves, sawdust, wood chips, cotton and wool rags, dryer and vacuum cleaner lint, hair and fur, and fireplace ashes. Here's what not to compost and, well, why you shouldn't do it. Here's what not to compost and why. First of all, black walnut tree leaves or twigs, because they release substances that might be harmful to plants. Coal or charcoal ash, because it might contain substances harmful to plants. Dairy products such as butter, milk, sour cream, yogurt, and eggs. They create odor problems and they attract pests such as rodents and flies. Diseased or insect-ridden plants. Diseases or insects, they might survive and be transferred back to other plants. Fats, grease, lard, or oils. They create odor problems and attract pests such as rodents and flies. Meat or fish bones and scraps. They create odor problems and attract pests, well, such as rodents and flies. Pet waste, like dog or cat feces, soiled cat litter. It might contain parasites, bacteria, germs, pathogens, and viruses harmful to humans. Yard trimmings treated with chemical pesticides, they might kill beneficial composting organisms. For eggs, fats, grease, lard, or oils, check with your local composting or recycling coordinator to see if these organics are accepted by your community curbside or drop-off composting program. The benefits of composting, well, it enriches soil, helps retain moisture, and suppresses plant diseases and pests, reduces the need for chemical fertilizers. It encourages the production of beneficial bacteria and fungi that break down organic matter to create humus, a rich nutrient-filled material. It also reduces methane emissions from landfills and lowers your carbon footprint. How to compost at home. There are many different ways to make a compost pile. Helpful tools include pitchforks, square point shovels or machetes, water hoses with spray heads. Regular mixing or turning of the compost in some water will maintain the compost. For backyard composting, select a dry, shady spot near a water source for your compost pile or your bin. Add brown and green materials as they are collected, making sure larger pieces are chopped or shredded. Moisten dry materials as they are added. Once your compost pile is established, mix grass clippings and green waste into the pile and bury fruit and vegetable waste under 10 inches of compost material. Optional, you can cover the top of your compost with a tarp to keep it moist. When the material at the bottom is dark and rich in color, your compost is ready to use. Usually takes anywhere between 2 months to 2 years. For indoor composting, if you don't have space for an outdoor pile, you can compost materials indoors using a special type of bin, which you can buy at the local hardware store, gardening supply store, or you can make it yourself. Remember to tend your pile and keep track of what you throw in. A properly managed compost bin will not attract pests or rodents and will not smell bad. Your compost should be ready in 2 to 5 weeks. Information from this program was obtained online at the website for the Environmental Protection Agency. To learn more, epa.gov. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.